بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد، كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد، كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. Let us all begin with new session of Sirat Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the biography, the story of the life of the greatest human being who has walked on this earth, the most beloved to our Creator, Lord Almighty, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. By praising Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for giving us the opportunity and giving us the thought, the intention to learn the greatest human being's life, to learn and learning the life, learning the seerah, the biography of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the act of ibadah, the act of worship. Let us ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instill the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he has requested us to love him and our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make all of us among those who will follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should grant all of us the opportunity, insha'Allah, to visit the maqbara, visit the rawdah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and insha'Allah see him while we are living in this earth in dream, and insha'Allah meet him in Jannatul Firdaus and to be together. Allahumma ameen. On today's lesson, we will be covering two important parts. First, we will try to understand what is seerah. And number two, the second topic is why we should learn the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So today is going to be the introduction. So this is the two topics that we will be covering on today's lesson, inshaAllah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala purify our intentions. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept this gathering. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless all of us. Okay, first of all, we take, okay, seerah, linguistically, it means to pass, to walk by, to pass apart, sara fulan. Linguistically, in Arabic, direct meaning, literal meaning is passing by, someone passed by, sara fulan. So actually, it means the biography, life story of a person. And seerah can mean life story or biography of anyone. But the ummah, we have used this word seerah, the biography of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so much. It is known. When we just mention seerah, we all understand it is a seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, biography of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So seerah means to learn a biography of a person. It can be seerah of Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiyallahu an, seerah of Umar ibn Khattab radiyallahu an. It can be anybody's seerah. But here what we refer as seerah is the seerah of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So what does it contain in the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? From the birth of sallallahu alayhi wa sallam until sallallahu alayhi wa sallam departed this earth, till Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went, passed away, and then ma ba'ad wa ma qabl, and whatever happened before the birth of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that is the background also has been discussed in Seerah. And then what happened after also continues, it is connected with the Seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Generally, when you take the Seerah, the divide, before sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was born, what was the situation of the world? Generally in Seerah they connect. And normally they bring up the origin, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's genealogy. That is, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's father, grandfather, great-grandfather. And Arabs, the origin of Arabs, from where did they come? Because that is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have sent each and every one of us to this earth. Our story doesn't begin from our birth. Our story begin from Adam alayhi salam, and then our story continues and it comes to our grandfather, our great-grandfather and to us. Similarly, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's story, his biography does not begin from the birth of sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It begins from the beginning of the creation. So we will go through a small background information about Adam, from Adam alayhi salam till great-grandparents of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that is Ibrahim alayhi salam and the son Ismail alayhi salam, the descendants of Ismail alayhi salam till Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then generally the chapter from the birth of sallallahu alayhi wa sallam till sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, until he's been declared as a prophet. Until the prophethood was declared, and until it was given, until that period is being discussed. Then, from the entire 23-year period of the prophethood of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But, learning this entire life is the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this is what is known as the seerah of sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is really a miracle and it is amazing how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has protected the biography of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Similarly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the way Allah has protected the Quran. لَكَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. In the life of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there is great examples and there are a lot of parables and there are so many things that we can follow in the life of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has preserved the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam because it is part of our deen, our religion. We will never ever be able to understand our religion without understanding and learning and loving and following our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We will never ever be able to understand our deen. Okay, so this is what is seerah and why we should learn seerah. This is something very, very important. First, why does it matter? Learning a biography of a person. We learn about the biography of so many people who impress us. When their life has become impressed and we want to follow them, and if we want to be successful like them, we try to learn what made that person so successful in this earth. People learn about so many great people who has had impact in this world. They have actually done great things in this world. Historians, and the people come as politicians and different types of people, we learn their life. And even celebrities, they have been so much promoted and say, okay, their lifestyle, we learn all that because they are impressed. So when it comes to Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the life of sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have chosen him, and Allah himself has said in the Quran, addressing our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. إِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. O Prophet, you are upon great, great of akhlaq, with the greatest of akhlaq, greatest of, manners, of greatest of good conduct, greatest of good character. So, if we want to be successful in this world, we need to follow someone who is successful. But in general, we find people who are successful in this world. We as Muslims, we believe success is not only in this world, the ultimate success comes in the success of Akhirah. Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has very clearly explained to us how Bina Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a successful person in this world, as well as he is the master of all the prophets. He is the only person who can intercede on behalf of all of us, on behalf of the entire humanity, on behalf of the ummah in day of Qiyamah. So, he is successful in this dunya as well as in Akhirah. Our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is successful in this dunya as well as in Akhirah. So, when we learn his biography, when we learn the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there is a great possibility that we start loving him more and more and more. We as ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we do have a natural loving towards Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The more we learn, we start loving, our love towards him will start increase. And then when we love him more, then there is a more, our success rate is increased to be successful in this world as well as in hereafter. Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anh, he used to be a very open person. He said, Ya Rasulullah, I love you more than anything, but not more than me. I love myself first, and then I love you, Ya Rasulullah. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, still your iman is not completed. After a while, Umar radiallahu anh said, Ya Rasulullah, now I love you more than myself. So, Quran commands us, Quran requests us, that we need to love Allah and Muhammadur Rasulullah, messenger of Rasul of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, more than ourselves, our parents and everyone. The reason we learn, because after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a person who has loved us most, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam loved us, he loved us more than his own family. He made dua for us more than making dua for his own family. After Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the person who loved us the most. So, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam lived 1400 years before us. And he remembered us, he made dua for us, and he was hoping that he will see each and every one of us, inshaAllah. Once he was telling his companions, Sahabas, I am missing my brothers. Sahabas were very upset. Rasulullah, who are we? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you are my companions. My brothers are those, my sisters, my brothers are those who come after me. They have not seen me, but they would love me. They will follow me. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was hoping to see us, and he loved us the most. His beloved daughter requested, when Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Hassan and Hussein radiallahu anhuma, they will be killed, they will become shaheed in particular manner. Right? And the daughter requested, why don't you make dua, Ya Rasulullah? Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not raise his hand and use that special dua for his own grandchildren, but he kept that dua so that he can use that dua on behalf of me and you, on behalf of the entire ummah, on behalf of the entire humanity in day of Qiyamah. So sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he loved us more than anyone. So it is our duty to learn and to know about us, about a person who loved us, who made dua for us, and who did everything possible that we will be successful in this world as well as in hereafter. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, example for me and the ummah, the people in this world, a person in the night, he lit a fire, So seeing that light, a beautiful light, a fire which comes, insect comes towards it and it falls into that fire and it burns. But I am a person who is standing near that fire and chasing those insects away. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave this example, say that Ummah, the humanity, is seeing the beauty of this world, and because of temptation, because of shaitan, because of the beauty of this world, they are deceiving, they are forgetting about akhirah, and they are committing sins that will make them end up in the hellfire. So I am standing between them and the hellfire. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam loved us so much. So this is the reason we learn the seerah of sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Other thing, for us to understand our deen, the religion, and to follow the deen in a moderate, the way Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam understood and the sahabas understood is very, very important. Nowadays sometimes we learn deen from different people, our religion. But when we learn the seerah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is our deen, we understand, then this is how we need to practice, how moderate Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was, how balanced he was, how beautifully he lived a family life, how beautifully he conduct himself as a father, as a member of the family, as a young man, as a child. You know, how beautifully Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam interacted with the people. In this world life, it is all about interaction with people, with our friends, family members, siblings, neighbors. It's all about, in our life, the 70% of our life, it is interaction with people. It is interaction with the people. So we learn how Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam interacted with enemies and every single human being. So we learn the technique, how we should interact and be successful in our interaction with human beings. How sallallahu alayhi wa sallam interacted with other creation, animals, and then we learn that how we supposed to. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam interacted with our creator, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and in his ibadah. And how, what was the connection, the thought of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how optimistic he was in the times of difficulty, his connection with Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we learn, that is our life in this world, by learning the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that we learn the deen and we learn how to interact with the people. And he is the best of the human being, the greatest human being, who is successful human being in this world and akhirah, and the successful and every single people individually, unbiasedly, who have learned the biography of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they end up loving him, they end up saying, there is no one has walked this earth and no one will walk after him on this earth who is greater than our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we as young men and young girls, when we learn, we are learning life, we learn so many things, but we don't learn how to be successful in our life. Being successful in our life does not mean we graduate ourselves, we have a degree, and then we get a job, we have our profession is covered, and we get married. No. How success in this life is measured based on how quality that we live, how beautifully we interact with the people, how much we were connected with Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our akhlaq, our speech, our conduct. So we learn from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He is the best mentor because he was mentored by Creator Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Adzabani Rabbi wa ahsana ta'dibi." My Lord Almighty Allah, there is no other teacher, direct teacher of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when we connect to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that we are connecting through Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the creator of this entire universe, our Lord Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it's something very, very important. We all learn how to read the Quran. Right? But if you want to understand the Quran, we need to learn the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The seerah, the biography of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the the basic reference, the foundation reference to understand the Qur'an, the tafsir, exegesis of the Qur'an, interpretation of the Qur'an is the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When it was asked, Aisha radiallahu anha, about the Qur'an, he says, you know, about the akhlaq of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, about the characteristic of sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Aisha radiallahu anha said, khulquhu al-Qur'an, it is the Qur'an. And then Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us that we need to learn and teach our children, allimu awladakum hubba nabiyyikum wa alamin, teach your children how to love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and great grandson of Ali radiallahu anhu, that is Hassan radiallahu anhu, son Ali ibn Hassan radiallahu anhu, says kunna an nuallimu maghazi an-nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kama nuallimu as-sura min al-Qur'an, how we learn the surah from the Qur'an. Similarly, we need to learn, we were used to learn the maghazi. Maghazi is, you know, the battles in the life of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the second part of his life in Medina period. It's all sallallahu alayhi wa sallam acts as the head of state. So when he is the head of state, he is the ruler. So when that sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has to interact with different other society, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had to interact. So there were so many battles took place. Inshallah, we will go through detailly, because when we get that part of battle, leading the battle, being a commander, it is only applicable to us when we become a head of state. If we don't become a head of state, that part of the life of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not applied on us, but we can learn the lessons and what really happened. How did Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam overcome? So Ali ibn Hassan, that is the grandson of Ali radiallahu anhu, great grandson of our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, says he used to learn the seerah, every single incident, the way we learn the Quran. Similarly, Muhammad ibn Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas, Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu, one of the greatest sahaba, is Asharat al-Mubashara, he was given glad tidings about Jannah. So he used to say that our father, the grandfather, kana abi yu'allimuna maghazi Muhammad ibn Sa'd, that is Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas al-Sa'd, said my father used to teach us the maghazi, the battles, the seerah, the biography of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the way, you know, every single thing he used to teach us. And he said, hadha ma asaru aba'akum fala tughayyu aw dhikraha, this is the memory, and this is the, you know, the records of, you know, what I have preserved from, you know. So please, you need to, don't waste this, learn every single thing. But when it comes to life of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we can see that how did sallallahu alayhi wa sallam interact as a father, as a son, as a member of the family, as a brother, as a cousin brother, as a leader, as a politician, as a head of state, as a da'i, the one who is inviting people to his Almighty Allah, and as a qadi, as a judge, and as grandfather, and, you know, as a father and husband, and so many other ways. And then we can learn to be a how beautiful spouse of, you know, in a family, and all those things. Again, finally, why we need to learn the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is that we learn the seerah of sallallahu alayhi wa sallam because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us to learn, to love him. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told that by learning and loving him and following him only, we're going to be successful in this world and hereafter. قُلْ أَطِيعُوا اللَّهَ وَأَطِيعُوا الرَّسُولَ فَإِنْ تَوَلَّوْا فَإِنَّمَا عَلَيْهِ مَا حُمِّلَ وَعَلَيْكُمْ مَا حُمِّلْتُمْ in Surah An-Nur. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you have to obey, follow Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So, my dear brothers and students, inshaAllah, learning the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a ibadah. By learning the seerah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we will start loving him more and more and more. And Amr ibn As radiallahu anhu, he used to say that he started learning, he knew Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he get to know more,
to start loving Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam more and more. Every Sahabi's life, you can see that. Similarly, even nowadays, people who are not Muslim, when they learn the Sirah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they start loving him, and they start saying, uttering the Shahada, and they start following Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has set a great example for those who want to be successful in this world as well as hereafter. So inshaAllah, by learning this, it's an ibadah, we have a great success opportunity inshaAllah to be successful in this world and inshaAllah hereafter as well. And finally, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from Adam alayhi salam till Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's birth, every prophet was given the glad tidings about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And every prophet was taught, this is how Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will live. The seerah, a biography of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was taught to every sahabi. The surah Fath very clearly says, it's mentioned in Torah and Injil and in all other scriptures, how Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be Muhammad Rasulullah wal-ladhina ma'ahu, and the sahabas who were with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So every single righteous human being on this earth, from Adam alayhi salam till Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they all have learned the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. After sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed away, till today and inshallah till day of Qiyamah, every righteous person, a person who's going to be successful in this world, everyone who obey Allah, everyone who love Allah, they will learn the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. By today, inshallah, we are starting this class, inshallah. We are joining that club, we are joining that team, inshallah, who is learning the seerah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, like all Anbiya alayhi salatu wa sallam. So Allah has given the description of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam so beautifully to, you know, even the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa sallam in Tawrat and Injil. That's why Allah says in the Quran that they will recognize the Jews, they will recognize Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how they recognize their own son. So there is another part of the seerah. One is the incident and how he interacted with the people. There is another part of the seerah. It's known as Sama'il, the description, the beauty of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the physical appearance of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his likes and dislikes and what he ate, you know, what he avoided, and all this, that is considered as Sama'il, inshaAllah. In our continuation, and the seerah is being divided as, you know, the before the birth of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whatever happened, and in the time before the prophethood, and then the Makkan period, that is, when sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, before migrated to Medina, how did he interact, how did he overcome the challenges in the period of Makkah? Then the second part is the period of Medina. How did Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam handle and manage and overcame the situation that was thrown at him, the situation that he faced in Medina, and then sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what he left behind, and the Sama'il of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. InshaAllah, during the call, as you know, during the every class, every session, we will try to cover all these. The recordings will be there. My humble request, please take notes. Please try to write, listen to the recording, write, then you will remember those things, inshaAllah. So, to next lesson, inshaAllah, we will be starting a chapter. What was the situation before, from Adam alayhi salam till the birth of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? What was the situation in the world? We will just run through that. We will not go through detail. And the origin of the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the family lineage of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from Ibrahim alayhi salam, and the origin of Arab, and we will go through that, and whatever incident which is connected with the birth of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So today we will conclude our lessons for now, inshaAllah, and we'll ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us the opportunity that we continue to engage in, you know, learning and teaching and remembering and loving and sending salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That, you know, by doing that, we're going to beautify our life, inshaAllah. Our life, we're going to, send our life. We will actually put athar in ourselves, inshaAllah. We will put fragrance in the beauty by loving, and we'll see the changes happening in our life by learning
Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sirah, the biography, and by loving him, inshaAllah, there are going to be a lot of changes in our life. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to learn, give us tawfiq to listen and to practice, inshaAllah, and to love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And inshaAllah, this might be a means of our success in this world and hereafter, inshaAllah. In day of Qiyamah, our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will, inshaAllah, tell us, because every single time we send salawat upon Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is conveyed to him, it will be conveyed by our parents' name, including our parents' name, and it will be a means for us, inshaAllah, to be success, and inshaAllah, we will be proud of ourselves, and our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be proud of us, inshaAllah, in the day of Qiyamah. Wa akhir da'wana, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.